You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Op die stoep het 'n nuwe aanbieder. Nou, op die stoep is op 3 Julie 7:30 op Kijknet terug. En hierdie keer, die een man het nou gaan preek, so, hy is weg. Maar Pietman is nog daar en hy het nou 'n nuwe mede-aanbieder. En haar naam is Lynkie Jaars. En hulle twee is op die show. Lynkie, hallo.
Hallo Rian, lekker en jy?
Nou Lynkie, soos jy hoor, kom haar van die Nalamakwaland af, nee.
Van die regte wereld af.
So, het sy geblei en toe wat? Waar het jy gewerk daar?
In Namakwaland, ek het gewerk daar met die draadlis op by Radio 1 FM 98.1. Die stem van die Namakwamense.
Hoeveel luisteraars het julle daar gehad? Moet minder as ons wees. Ons het 12 op hierdie program.
Nee, ons het klomp mense. Kijk, ons radius loop so 350 kilometer. So ons het mens op mens.
Luister nou, hoekom het jy nou ja gesê vir die gig?
Want in die eerste plek is story vertel. Kijk, ek kom met story vertel wereld uit. En ek hou van lach, man. Kijk, ek, in een Namakwaland praat ons van lach, ons praat van kou lach. So dat laat jy in die maag het. Nou, en om saam met Pieter te werk ook is een absolute vreugde. Nou wie sal nou nie net 8 jaar sê om met die klang te werk. Jy verstaan jy?
Nou hy is nou ook hier so. Hallo. Hallo Pietman.
Hallo, goeiemiddag Rian. Hi Joe, hi Felicity.
Hi.
En ja, Pietman. Wat het nou met die aanhou geword? Van die aanhou geword, waar is hy hier? Het gaan preek hoor ek.
Well, Andries, ek dog sy telefoon het net doorgegaan.
Ja, ek verstaan nie. Yes, waar preek hy nou?
Andries is nou in die vereniging vereniging te wereld is hy nou.
Preek hy met of sonder doem?
Ek vermoed sonder.
Okay, ons sal so hoop. So julle, net om jou af te skop, is twee reels hier so. Dis nou story was a story. Hulle het seker nie vir julle gesê nie. Lynkie.
Nee, hulle
story was a story.
Hulle het volgens in Engels gesê, so kan ons nie lees wat daar staan.
Nee, ek verstaan. Maar nou gaan dit nog moeiliker raak, want die eerste grapie moet in Engels wees.
Ai.
As ladies first, Lynkie, jy het 90 sekondes. Go.
Nou ja. So I will speak now for English. Yeah, it feels like a matriek vraagstel. Now there was this very spogboer. I don't know how to say spogboer. A brat farmer. Daar in Garris. So back in the day, now he played rugby for the first team. So he was the villain of the film of those days, and he was the head boy of the school. Then Garris. Now Garris had only 12 learners at that time, but he was the head boy. So now, and he has grown and he's now this spogboer. And he became married, you know, he found wife. And as the years prolonged, so it was now their 20th anniversary. So a little long path gekom. They came a long way. And so he was now this guy. He was very handsome back in the day. And he was gebou om te hou. And so the morning of their 20th wedding anniversary, he went and he stood at the breakfast table, almost like Edgar's model pose. And as he was standing there at the breakfast table, he was showing off his muscles to his wife, you know. And it was now in the way he used to do it when he was still courting. You see, ons ken ook in die maakland van courtship. And so when he was still courting his wife back in his young years. And then he asked his wife, he had that look, that Superman look. And he asked his wife, what do you like most about me? And then he flexed his muscles in to fry for my handsome face or my sexy body. You know, he said it, sexy body. And then his wife, a very honest auntie from Namakwaland, she looked him from his head to his toe. And then she looked up again and she said, you know what I love about you? is your sense of humor. Nou ja.
All right. Now, for this one, I'm giving you zero.
Okay,
because your story was 2.5 minutes long.
I thought you would say from zero to hero.
No, it's a zero. You must become a hero after 6. You have another 2 cancer.
I'll try.
Nah, you must try harder. Pietman, jy vertel 'n story, jy gaan in elk geval wen, maar in English, 90 seconds, please.
Okay, so I remember when I first arrived in South Africa, I heard about a festival called the Fleece Feast in Kalfinia. Oh. And I went as part of a contingent Scottish people in a wee bus. So we traveled up on the end to the N7 up towards Kalfinia to the Fleece Feast. And obviously we had a few wee drams of whiskey along the way. And we stopped in Kalfinia at the first fuel station. I remember, not a handful of us, all of us, sort of stumbled out of the bus, and I could see a guy that was trying to put fuel into the combi looked at us in our skirts or our kilts or what they thought were dresses, and the wind came up and it blew one of my friend's kilts up, and as you know, the Scottish people don't wear underwear underneath, so it blew the wind up, and this guy looked at his friend at the petrol pump and he said to him, "You're slick as I'm a bull when I'm a Friday."
All right, Piet. Jy het jou eerste punt gekry, Piet. Man, baie geluk.
Let's go.
Just the drive softcast, die commentie, mate.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.